From Spark and Anvil and LinguaQuest, this is Sign, in Chapter 1 of the LinguaQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Sign lived in the bright meeting square of the LinguaQuest world, and the first thing travelers noticed was that she was telling a whole story, and the square had gone completely silent to watch. Sign was a graceful creature with wonderfully expressive hands and a face that moved like weather. She wasn't making sound. She was shaping the air, her hands carving shapes, her face shifting, her body turning to place people and things in the space around her. And though no sound came, the watching crowd laughed, gasped, and leaned in. They understood every bit of it. She was speaking a full language with her hands.
"You told that whole story without a sound," a young traveler said, amazed. Sign smiled, hands at rest for a moment. "I did," she said. "My name is Sign. I keep the signed languages, languages spoken with hands, face, and space instead of sound." Her hands lifted again, shaping as she spoke. "And let me say the most important thing first. A signed language is a full language, not gestures, not spelled out talking, a complete language with its own grammar, its own jokes, its own poetry." Mira, the mentor, watched warmly as a young traveler asked, "But isn't it just acting out words?"
"That's the misunderstanding I most want to undo," Sign said gently. "Watch." She signed a simple idea, but instead of going word by word like spoken language, she placed two people in the space to her left and right, showed a path between them with her hands, and let her face carry the feeling all at once. Spoken languages put words in a row, one after another. Signed languages can use space and both hands and the face all at the same time. It's not a copy of speech. It's its own way of building meaning. Sometimes it can say in one motion what speech needs a whole sentence for. The young traveler's eyes went wide. "So it's not less than speaking, it's just different." "It's a full, rich language," Sign said. "Every bit as deep."
Mira asked Sign to join the academy. "Travelers arrive thinking signed languages are lesser," she said. "Would you teach them the truth?" Sign agreed, hands glad. When she teaches, she shares what she loves most. "There isn't one sign language. There are many, all over the world, each its own. Deaf communities everywhere built their own languages with their own histories and their own poetry. They weren't invented by hearing people to help. They grew, the way all languages grow, from communities who needed to talk and did." A young traveler asked, "Can you really write poems in it?" Sign's whole face lit and her hands moved, rhythmic, balanced, a shape rhyming with a shape, repeating and turning. Even without understanding the words, the traveler could see it was poetry, patterned, beautiful, deliberate. "Signed poetry rhymes with hand shapes and movement instead of sounds," Sign said. "It's one of the most beautiful things I know." After the lesson, Sign sat with the young travelers in the quiet square, her hands resting, her face soft in the evening light. For a long time, Sign had carried a quiet hurt. So many people, meeting her, assumed her language was less, a set of helpful gestures, a sad substitute for real talking. She'd wondered if she'd always have to prove that her language was a language at all. But sitting in the warm square, watching the young travelers who now understood, Sign felt that hurt ease. Her language wasn't a substitute for anything. It was whole and rich and old and beautiful, a full way for whole communities to think and joke and love and make poetry. It had never been missing a thing. And teaching others to see that, to drop the word just and meet her language as an equal, was the work she was proudest of. A deep, warm steadiness settled into her hands. Her language was complete. It always had been. And she lifted her hands once more in the silent square and told the stars a small and perfect poem.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sign. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.